This is the VOA Special English Education Report. The American biotechnology industry recently did a study of bioscience education across the country. The biosciences are biology and other sciences that deal with living organisms. Paul Hanley is president of the Biotechnology Institute, one of the groups that did the study. He says international tests show that the United States is performing 25th out of 30 developed countries in science education. So the new findings may be no surprise. The study found that many schools are not doing enough to get students interested in bioscience or to prepare them to study it in college. But the report said a number of the 50 states perform much better than others. 8 were rated as leaders: Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Ohio, Vermont, and Wisconsin. Paul Hanley says increasing the numbers of bioscience graduates could help the economy grow. He says there are many high-paying jobs in the biosciences, and some lower-paying jobs require only 2 years of college or even a technical education program in high school. Now, here is a way to get students excited, or more excited, about science. Offer them $50,000 in savings bonds and the ceremonial title of America's top young scientist. 10 children ages 8 to 14 were in New York recently for the finals of this year's Discovery 3M Young Scientist Challenge. Middle school students from every state entered the competition, sending in videotaped ideas. Officials said the 500 students who entered were judged as much on their communication skills as for the scientific talent they showed. The 10 finalists presented their inventions made of common household products and then competed in a series of events. The last 3 finalists each had 50 minutes to create a tall structure to hold an egg even when shaken with earthquake force. All 3 eggs fell or broke, but the structures remained standing thanks in large part to the large amounts of duct tape used by the students. In the end, Nico Siemens and Nikita Gorov shared second place. Marina Dimitrov won the top prize.
I just think it's really important to get kids excited about science at an early age because they might be the next Albert Einstein or Isaac Newton or next America's top young scientist. It's just, I want to show that ordinary kids can do extraordinary things.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. You can find our reports with transcripts and podcasts and share comments at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and YouTube. I'm Jim Tedder.